This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. 8th National Women's Rights Day being observed. Prime Minister Balendra Sai reiterates government's commitment to women's rights and gender equality. Government targets 7% economic growth, aims to keep inflation below 6%. And US President Donald Trump holds a high-level meeting on Iran's ceasefire framework. No final decision announced. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Sai has reiterated the government's commitment to effectively implement women's rights, gender equality and women's empowerment. In a message on the occasion of the 8th National Women's Rights Day, the Prime Minister said the Constitution has guaranteed women's rights as fundamental rights, along with proportional and inclusive representation in state bodies. He stressed the need for public awareness alongside legal measures to end ill practices such as child marriage, witchcraft allegations, child poverty, dowry and gender-based violence. The Prime Minister also called for collaboration between the state, communities and stakeholders to protect and promote women's rights, placing efforts to eliminate discrimination and empower disadvantaged women. On the occasion, Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Social Security, Sita Badi, also emphasized that women's rights require not only legal provisions, but also social change, equal opportunities and dignified participation. The government has set a target of achieving 7% economic growth and keeping inflation below 6% in the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27. Presenting the budget in the federal parliament yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle said the budget prioritizes economic transformation, structural reforms and restoring private sector confidence. He described the budget as a roadmap for economic transformation, with a focus on food security, productive employment, expansion of the middle class, a competitive economy, and improved living standards. The government plans to advance structural reforms in key sectors, including energy, agriculture, forestry, industry, tourism, information technology and human capital development. The private sector has been identified as a key partner in driving investment, entrepreneurship and innovation. The budget also places IT-enabled, accountable and result-oriented public services while simplifying the tax system and promoting fiscal discipline in public spending. Meanwhile, the government has increased capital gains tax on share trading and real estate transactions through the Finance Bill 2026, presented alongside the budget for the next fiscal year. Under the new provision, profits from shares of listed companies will be taxed at 7.5% if held for more than 1 year, and 10% if sold within a year. The bill also raises capital gains tax on land and buildings. Property held for more than 5 years will now attract a 7.5% tax, or from 5%, while property held for less than 5 years will be taxed at 10%, or from 7.5%. The government has also stated that capital gains tax will not apply to the amount up to the government assessed value when land is acquired, rather for development projects. Two people have been killed and three others injured when a jeep travelling from Darsula to Jumla flounced about 200 metres off the mid-hill highway at Thapa Mod in Panchadeval Binayak Municipality 4 in Acham last night. Police said 41-year-old Naveen Tuladar of Makwanpur and 45-year-old Ram Prasad Tharu of Bardia died while undergoing treatment at the provincial hospital in Surkhet. Police rescued the injured and initially took them to Rakom Karnali Primary Hospital in Delhi before referring to the Surkhet for further treatment. The government has decided to shut down Nepali embassies in Denmark, Brazil and South Africa as part of its restructuring of foreign missions. Presenting the budget for the next fiscal year yesterday, Finance Minister Swarnim Wagle announced the decision. He also informed that the government will close the Consulate General in Chengdu, San Francisco and the embassy branch in Visakhapatnam. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has held a meeting with top aides at the White House Situation Room on Friday to take a final determination on a possible framework to extend the ceasefire with Iran. But the meeting ended without clarity on next steps. The BBC cited U.S. officials as saying the proposed framework would extend the ceasefire by 60 days and initiate talks on Iran's nuclear program. However, no final agreement has been confirmed. Trump has reiterated that Iran must never possess a nuclear weapon and called for the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz for unrestricted shipping, along with the removal of any naval mines in the waterway. A White House official said the president would only accept a deal that meets U.S. conditions and his red lines. Meanwhile, Iran has said it is not negotiating its nuclear program, which it insists is purely for civilian purposes. The ceasefire between the two sides has been in place since the 8th of April, with early indications of a draft understanding pending approval from both leaderships. However, no concrete outcome has yet been reached. A Russian drone struck a residential building in the central Romanian town of Galați near the border with Ukraine, causing a fire and injuring two people. According to the BBC, authorities say the drone attack triggered a fire on the 10th floor of the apartment block. Around 70 residents were evacuated as fighters brought the blaze under control. Two people with minor injuries were taken to Galați County Emergency Hospital for treatment. Romanian officials say the drone may have been deflected by Ukrainian air defenses over Kyiv, changing its course before entering Romanian airspace. Russia has not commented directly on the incident, while President Vladimir Putin questioned whether the drone was Russian. The incident was condemned by Romania's NATO and EU allies. Ukraine said it demonstrated that Russia remains a real threat to Europe. This is the first time civilians in Romania have been injured in such an incident. Although Russian drones had previously crossed into Romanian territory during the ongoing war. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions throughout the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places of the country. A few places of the Himalayan regions are likely to see rain and snowfall. There is also a possibility of gusty winds at a few places of the Tarai region of Madhis, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 8th National Women's Rights Day being marked today. Prime Minister Balendra Sai reiterates government's commitment to women's rights and gender equality. Government targets 7% economic growth, aims to keep inflation below 6%. And U.S. President Donald Trump holds high-level meeting on Iran's ceasefire framework. No final decision announced. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.